In mid-April, Florida's state education commissioner urged schools to do away with mandatory masks in the fall, saying district face covering policies do not impact the spread of the coronavirus. WUSF's Carrie Sheridan asked Dr. Patricia Emanuel, chair of pediatrics at the USF Morsani College of Medicine, for her thoughts on the issue.
As you know, State Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran has said that broad, sweeping, mandatory face covering policies serve no remaining good at this point in our schools, and that he has the data to back that up. What do you make of that statement?
I am a little concerned. As you probably are aware, right now, Florida is seeing numbers that are not insignificant. We have about a 9% positivity rate, at least in Hillsborough County. And in children under 18, it's 17% positivity rate. So we have no vaccinations for anyone under 16 years of age, and really no opportunity to realize those until hopefully the late fall. So I think it's a little premature to make kind of broad sweeping statements about the entire state.
So how important are masks, in your view, to policies going forward? Should they be mandatory or voluntary?
I think that masks are a really important mitigation measure. They have been one of the key public health kind of pillars through this epidemic, and they have worked. There is data that they do work.
And when we've seen low transmission inside schools, could that be because schools mostly require masks?
I do think that the schools, it has been partially because they have adhered to the key guidelines. How many times have we heard the same guidelines from the CDC, from the NIH about, you know, masking, social distancing, hand hygiene? And I think the schools have been really, they've worked so hard. Another part is that children over 12 do transmit similar to adults, but the younger children maybe are not the vectors that they normally are of infectious diseases for this, for COVID.
And when it comes to doing away with a mask mandate, what kinds of research would you make a decision like this on?
One area that we talk about is if we can get most adults vaccinated, and if we can get 12 and above, for example, you know, then we can really start to be thinking about these conversations, I think.
Right. And how long do you think it might be before 12 and up would be able to get the vaccine?
The way that happens is Pfizer has already released that data and sent it to the FDA. They have to have a meeting of the Committee on Immunization. That data has to get reviewed, and there has to be a public hearing, which I think will occur sometime in May. And apparently the data looks very good. And so then the FDA will grant an emergency authorization. So it could be this summer. We're preparing for this summer, which would be great. Then I think the conversation about schools, you know, evolves, right? Because if we can get our 12 and ups, they've been the major drivers of the infection. If you look at infection rates, they have occurred in the 12 year and above. So it will be a game changer for our communities.
And then the question becomes, can you mandate children get the vaccine in order to maybe not wear a mask? What do you think about that?
I think that you've heard our governor feel strongly about that we are not mandating vaccine. And I think it is a challenge. I agree that it is probably not appropriate to mandate a vaccine that is still under emergency authorization. There needs to be an FDA approval.
Well, interesting conversations ahead. Thank you so much for your time. It's wonderful to speak with you.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Patricia Emanuel, chair of pediatrics at the USF Morsani College of Medicine, talking with WUSF's Carrie Sheridan. Read what Dr. Emanuel has to say about what has worked in Florida and why clusters of infections tended to happen outside school itself. That's at WUSFnews.org.